like any engagement like this, we start off trying to figure out what's going on and what some of the inner secrets of the organization are. And I've been meeting with people. I'm sure everybody's concerned because any financial turnaround is a daunting task. But, you know, they've got a good group over there at the nursing home. Their attitudes are good. They've got a cadre of long-term employees, which is typical of county homes. They obviously know that there's a lot riding on this. I've spent a lot of time with the nursing board of directors, and you know, I'm just starting to get to know those folks. So I would say the first couple of days here have been pretty good, and I'm looking forward to continuing. It's not to diminish the magnitude of what we're about.
Public health citations were recently fixed at the home. Now what do we do to restore the reputation there?
It's going to take some time. You guys can help by getting the word out. You know, there are some people that think we're closing. Actually, we're taking patients. We've probably admitted 6 or 7 patients since the restriction was lifted. And we obviously need some more. We've got our marketing people out in the community talking with providers, and we're actively seeking to get residents into the facility.
Are you working more for a mix, more private pay,
yeah,
private pay and Medicare?
Private pay and Medicare, but you know, we're also admitting Medicaid residents. I mean, there's this perception that we're going to move away from Medicaid. That's not the case. We've got to build our census up, and there's enough room in that gap to take patients of all types.
Another impression that I've gotten from covering county board meetings and comments from staff that there is too much contract nursing. What do you do to retain permanent staff there?
That's a complicated problem, and there is, in my opinion, too much of a reliance on contract nursing. It's easy to point out what the problems are and much harder to implement a solution. Clearly, if we were able to retain more nurses, we wouldn't be in this predicament. I also think that there are some work rule issues that go throughout the organization, but and those we'll have to address. Nurses are in short supply in this market, and this market seems to be particularly difficult. Having said that, that's all the trite stuff. Everybody knows that. You know, I don't have the magic formula yet for retaining nurses, but when I do, Jeff, I'll share it with you.
Just anything else that that stands out when you look around there and you've had your meetings?
No. There are some issues that have arisen with the accounting system. The accounting system is fixable. That's really not an issue. And I'm not seeing anything that's not fixable. The question is, how much time do we have to get it done? So the main thing is to get residents into the facility and let the community know, you know, listen, we do a fine job at Champaign County taking care of senior citizens, always have done. The fact that we might have hit a little glitch with this last survey cycle is an aberration in its history. And I think that the community will be quick to understand that there's a lot to be gained by using Champaign County Nursing Home.